So we'll continue from last week from the questions I received from Benjamin Kaplan. So last week we discussed the moving the Sefer Torah part of this question, which you weren't here for, but tonight we'll discuss the second half of this question. So I'll read the email as follows. So they were davening in Rashi's Kever, and this is the second half of what happened. So since we could not take the Torah outside, we all moved from the porch to the Beis Medrash to do Torah reading. I told the Israeli Gabbai that I just flew back from America and he gave me the third Aliyah to Ben Shkomo. Immediately after I did the third Aliyah, I began reading Birchas HaGomel, when at the exact same time, the same chassid as before said Kaddish, saying that one should say Kaddish between the Aliyah and Birchas HaGomel. Besides for one person afterwards when he responded to my bracha, the rest of the minion around me began responding to Kaddish and did not reply to my Birchas HaGomel. After the Kaddish, the chassid told me to bench Gomel again, but I didn't, since I was uncertain and was scared to repeat a bracha for no reason. So a couple of questions. Also, a possible idea for a shiva Birchas HaGomel for a future week. Okay, so fulfilling that part. Question one. Should one say Kaddish between Aliyah and Birchas HaGomel or no? I thought we normally say the bracha immediately after. Okay, good. Question two. Is there a certain reason the minhag has become to bench Gomel after Aliyah? Question three. How important is the response by everyone to my Birchas HaGomel? Question four. Would no one responding warrant a repetition of the bracha? So those are the four questions he sent me. So we'll answer those questions in addition to any other relevant questions to Birchas HaGomel. Okay. So to start, what's the obligation of Birchas HaGomel based off of? So the Gemara in Brachos, Naf Nandalit, says that... this is Birchas HaGomel. Thank you for coming. So the Gemara says that there are Arba Chayim Hodos. So a person who crosses the desert, a person who gets freed from jail, a person who gets sick and gets recovered, and lastly, a person who crosses the sea. Now, the question is whether these four are limited or not, or applies to even things that are broader than that. So, any case of sakana, any case of danger. So it's an machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch assumes for Sfarim that only these four cases a person make a Birchas HaGomel, even if a person is in a very dangerous situation, that didn't fit into any of these four categories, and they survive, they would not make the bracha. Ashkenazim assume not like that. Ashkenazim assume they make the bracha in dangerous situations. And
Did Sfarim say that flying is going across the sea?
Yeah, so we'll discuss that in a second. We'll discuss about flights in a second. Now, Sfarim, for example, so for variety, the Sfaradi poskim assume that when it comes to traveling, any person who travels 72 minutes every day will make a Birchas HaGomel. So there's machlokes of in Sfaradi poskim where you'd make it every day or not. So the Birchas Hashem says, yeah, if you have an hour and a half commute to work every day, every single morning, you're making a Birchas HaGomel.
One way?
No, a total journey.
If it's 45 minutes there, 45 minutes there.
Yeah, total journey.
It's like 10 minutes.
If your total journey is.
What if you stay within like a?
No. If you're going, if you're traveling.
It's total distance.
Correct. Yeah.
Displacement or distance?
Yeah. No. This is it gets complicated because the Sfaradim assume. Yeah, that's a good question.
If you drive around a track.
Correct, yeah.
For 72 minutes.
Yeah, that one. You'd have to go somewhere. Okay. But yeah, that wouldn't work. No, but for Ashkenazim definitely do not assume like this. They assume you actually have to be in a dangerous situation. But for starting to assume any form of traveling would warrant a Birchas HaGomel.
Because of crossing the sea?
Because you're crossing the desert. They assume that crossing the desert, any form of travel, any form of significant travel.
So Mako on the desert definition.
Yeah.
But they're Machmir scope of the bracha in general.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kind of. Yeah. So, no, for Ashkenazim, we assume all in dangerous situations. So the question is, what's a dangerous situation? So about flying in an airplane. So there's three major opinions in poskim that comes to airplanes. So opinion number one, which is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, of Moshe Feinstein, that since going in an airplane is inherently dangerous, this is what they held, then whenever you fly anywhere, you'd make a Birchas HaGomel right afterwards.
So what about whenever you drive in a car?
So Moshe Feinstein deals with that. So what about driving in a car? Because, driving a car is also dangerous. So he says, no, because, an airplane, you're kind of being up midair. If something goes wrong, you don't fall, right? It's, inherently. He has a whole discussion about the difference between the dangers of a car versus the dangers of an airplane.
You could say that even if one is statistically less dangerous, like even if a plane is statistically less dangerous,
yeah,
it's still obviously more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's so different, or it's so far. I don't know. It's just like you're in the air.
Yeah, 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 no, exactly. That's what Moshe Feinstein says. Exactly. That's exactly what Moshe Feinstein says. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good. You're a captain of Moshe Feinstein. And so opinion number two is that of the Stiper of the Yashiv and others. They differentiate between flying over a body of water, which is like considered like you're going in the sea, versus just flying like within the continent or within the, like you're flying in America. So like, you're not really one of the four people because like, but since when you fly over sea, like you consider it to be a sea traveler.
So, if you're going over like the Mississippi within the U.S., does that?
Well, that's not really a sea. Yeah, but so he's no. So the question was like, if you go over a desert, right? Most of America is rural.
Yeah.
Right, so let's say you fly over the desert. So can you be considered walking through a desert? So
that's
like.
There are a lot of
Nevada. Yeah, Nevada. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying you fly from here to California. Chances are you're gonna fly over a desert at some point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At least to Vegas is a desert, so flying through
there. Yeah, like you're flying over. So at some point, chances are you're going to hit a desert. So like, can you like be stomach on that? So a lot of people are like, yeah, like you fly across the country, like you're going to fly over a desert at some point. It's like, why not?
So bonus though.
Yeah, good, good, good.
That's why not.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and then lastly,
does that mean you have to know that you're crossing from desert, or does it make a ripple?
Yeah, you'd have to know, but like they map out like where you're flying to, so.
But I haven't seen anyone like checking the flight.
Correct. No, but I'm saying they have a general. I'm saying if there's a desert that's hundreds of miles, like chances are you went through at some point, you know.
Yeah.
Usually people just okay.
You have to figure it out, but chances are it's happening. Now and then, lastly, the third opinion posting is that you make no bracha. This is the opinion of. The Rogachar is a very, very big Kiddush. So the Gemara says in Kulin that it comes to Shulach HaKein that when you're flying, if you see a bird's nest up in the air, you can't do the mitzvah Shulach HaKein because it's not Pederch, right? It has to be on the Derch. So he says you can't be considered to be Hochei Drachim, you can't be considered walking when you're flying because by Shulach HaKein it's not considered to be Pederch, it's literally by flying. And then Ravan has this whole tshuva saying, is saying it was just an entire tshuva dedicated to why we never followed the Rogachover and how his psakim were never really accepted. His entire tshuva quoting all entire list of posting were like, yeah, the Rogachover is a massive, massive genius, but like his psakim were not necessarily some of Kobo Monk's quality. So that was a Rogachover. Not only him, but the Satmar Rebbe held like this, the Belzer Rebbe held like this. Yeah, I mean, they held it for independent reasons. They felt it wasn't really such a dangerous situation. It's not really considered traveling. And they said no bracha, and this is the opinion of many of the poskim as well. So, in short, probably your local posik on this matter. So, a lot of people follow. People do different things, so whatever he says to do. So, okay, but Benjamin Kaplan assumed like the poskim assumed that you do make a bracha. So, right, what happened? So he went to make a bracha after he got the third aliyah. Right? What?
Benjamin.
It was my neighbor. Okay, right. So my neighbor went to make a bracha.
Benjamin.
Yeah, Benjamin.
Is he
on
the Zoom?
No, he's in SSR. Yeah, so he's not. Yeah, so, okay, so his question, he's a very chashuv guy. So his first question, second question was, why did the minhag develop to make the bracha after Kriyas HaTorah? Right, Bechus HaGomo, the minhag has become make it after Kriyas HaTorah, so what's the pshat of that? So let's discuss this. There's like five different reasons for that. So first reason, Orchus Chaim was pashat pshat. Oh, no, you just have a minion. Like, Monday and Thursday, there's going to be a minion there because then you have Kriyas HaTorah. So, great. It's just convenience sake.
Why is it a minion?
Why you need a minion? Oh, so we'll get there. Okay, we'll get to the minion. Okay, we'll get there. We'll get to the minion part. But, okay, assuming that you need a minion, which is not so partial, but assuming that you do need a minion, yeah, there's a minion. So, great. Reason number
there's a minion every day of the week.
Oh, there's a minion every day of the week. Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, good, good, good. It's a good cashier. okay, so the Ra'ah gives two other reasons why. So he says, so the Gemara in Brachos says that ideally you're supposed to say the Birchos HaGomah in front of two Talmidei Chachamim. So, okay, so it could be like the Sefer Torah is like a substitute for a Talmidei Chachamim in a certain sense. Yeah, okay, so like.
Maybe
about Korei. Yeah, like good enough.
Bakur, you have one, and the Sefer Torah is number two.
Yeah. There you go.
Because the Bakur is in place of...
of the Moshe, yeah. Okay, good. Could be. The Rav doesn't say that, but could be that's what he meant. And then he says, it's like people want to like be involved in the mitzvah like when they're giving hodah for the nes, right? So what's Birkas HaGomah all about? Like, you're giving a hodah for what happened. It's like, yeah, so like when it happened in a mitzvah, like when you're doing that, so like you want to do it after Kriyas HaTorah. So that's what the Rav says. Now, the Eliyahu Rava quotes from Tosfos kind of a different reason, that what do you do, what's the beginning part of Birkas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah? Right, you say Baruch Hashem, right? It's hodah. So like you want to add onto that hodah, so it's like a double hodah. You got the hodah of Baruch Hashem Mevarach, then you got the hodah. What? It's a form of shavuot. It's a form. So it's like you got the double form of hodah. So you want to add them up, and then the Chassan Sefer says that the aliyah to Torah is in the place of korban Torah. And what?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That because you know, what's Bechus going about? Bechus going instead of korban Torah, right?
The
aliyah
to the Torah.
Yeah, he
is
says.
Instead of a
yeah, so we'll explain this. We'll explain why. So then the Siv explains that the bracha of Hagomel is instead of a korban Torah, right? Back in terms of Beis Hamikdash, Rashi says that a person who would go through these four different experiences would probably bring korban Torah. So what happens when the Kriyas HaTorah is in place of the korban Torah in the sense that where's the bima? It's the middle of the shul. And that's like in Beis Hamikdash, where the Mizbeach, right? It's like in Mizbeach, in the same way, like on Sukkot, right? We surround the Bima. Why do, right? Hoshanos on Sukkot, why do we surround the Bima? Because it's like in place of the Mizbeach. So, the same way on Sukkot, where the Bima is like in place of the Mizbeach, so too, when it comes to Birchas HaGomel, the Kriyas HaTorah, the Bima is like kind of like the Mizbeach. And therefore, you're going to, it's like a mini korban Torah when you make the bracha at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, so then after me, between all these different reasons, is why we actually have to get an aliyah to, for this kiyum. Is it about just the time of Kriyas HaTorah, is like actually about getting an aliyah, practically? But, okay. Right, so that's question number two. So that's why we do it at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, the question he asked was, why should you do it after Kaddish or before Kaddish? Or do you make the bracha... Right, so what happens, right? So in the Yisrael gets the Aliyah, so you make the Kaddish after the third Aliyah. Right, so you don't make the Birchas HaGomel before the Kaddish or after the Kaddish. So this is a big machlokes in poskim. So the Buchacharov says that you make the Bracha before the Kaddish. The Yarech Yaakov has a chew about this. And he says you make the Bracha after the Kaddish. Rav Avadia quotes David Yosef in Halacha Berurah. He quotes every posik you've heard of and never heard of about this topic, and says that you make the bracha after the Kaddish, but the Rav Sefarim says not really, you should make the bracha before the Kaddish. So it turns out that this is a big machlokes in poskim, if you make the Hagomah before or after the Kaddish. So, okay, the Chassid held one. The Chassid felt that you make the Kaddish first, then make Birchas HaGomel. So this is a big machlokes in poskim. It's not so pasha. I'm not saying the Chassid's wrong. Like, it seems that most poskim agree with the Chassid, but it's not like... there's a chassid. Yeah, this happened at Rashi's kever that the chassid wanted my friend to make the Birchas HaGomel after the Kaddish. My friend made the Birchas HaGomel before the Kaddish.
Benjamin.
Yeah, Benjamin.
Where was this?
No, Yeshiva Hakoto went to Meron.
Oh.
And they had a whole interesting Kriyas HaTorah matzav where one of the chassidim there wasn't so happy with some of the Hanhagos or some of the Hakoto guys. So included in this was the way they handled the Birchas HaGomel situation, which meant making Birchas HaGomel. No, this was like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago they took them. Samazai?
It's not really a fair comparison, but if you're a Kohen or Levi,
yeah,
then technically you make the bracha before Kaddish.
Yeah, so that's fine. No, it's only in terms of if you get the last Aliyah. Only if you get the last Aliyah.
I like discussion. Why would that be?
No,
I mean, the problem, if you get the last Aliyah, you'd want to do it afterwards because you would want to get the
The reason is because you want to get the Kaddish right after Kriyas HaTorah. So you don't be mafsik. You don't be mafsik between the Kriyas HaTorah and the Kaddish with the Birchas HaGomel.
If Gomel is a valid hefsek, there should be a hefsek even in the middle.
No, so it's not really. I'm saying it's not worse than Misha Berach what they're doing. It could just be that you want to get the Kaddish immediately after. So I was like, that's not such a big deal. Like,
could you say that Gomel is a bracha, so bracha should come before Kaddish?
Bracha.
Like, what's the status of Kaddish?
Sometimes it's a Kaddish. I don't know. It's not like Tadish and Tadish. Yeah. It could be, no, actually, it could be that's why. It could be that's why the post-Kaddish should do Kaddish first. Yeah, actually, I think you're right. It could be why? Because Tadish and Tadish are Kodom. Right, so you have to make Kaddish and you have to make Berachas Hagomo. So which one comes first? And then you make Kaddish first. And I was like, no, well, you're normally supposed to make that Hagomo with the Bracha, so like, with the Aliyah, so like, having the Kaddish is a half six, so don't do that.
Really comparing a Tadir and Shein Tadir. One of them is like an instituted thing that you say all the time. One of them, I mean, it happens to be that one is more Tadir than the other, but that's because they're different types of things.
So. Correct. So yeah,
like,
that's good.
It's like a Korban, this Korban, that Korban, yeah, this good. Korban is like a Tumid, and then that Korban is like a Muslim. Bring this one whenever and bring
that one. Yeah. Good. It's a good question. It's a whole discussion in post-game about this. Okay, so the question number three was about the minion, right? So what happened? So our friend Benjamin made the Hagomel, then no one answered. Everyone started answering Kaddish the Chassid. No one answered.
He just started making the Kaddish?
Yeah, the Chassid ignored my friend's request to make a gomo. He said saying Kaddish. My friend is making a gomo. No one is listening to the gomo. Right, so what's the problem? Right, so do you need to make brachos a gomo in front of 10 people? What's the deal with that? So let's discuss this. So the Gemara says that, so definitely everyone is supposed to ideally do it in front of 10 people. The question is whether it's ma'akiv or not. If you don't have 10 people, is that a problem that you're going to be, you're going to have to repeat the, you're not yotzei the bracha? And then, let's say you do it in front of 10 people, and then 10 people don't necessarily hear you. This is a big machlokas in Rishonim. Whether 10 people is ma'akev, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Torah thinks b'di'evit, it's fine, you can do b'chiz, whatever, it's the b'chiz ha'shevach. Right, the question is, when the Chazal said, right, why is it the b'chiz ha'gomel is done publicly? Because you're publicizing your miracle to everyone else. So the question is, that like inherent to the bracha, which is ma'akev, right, if you can't publicize the miracle, and you're not able to make the bracha, or that's like a nice thing you should do, but like technically speaking, you can make the bracha even by yourself. So this is a dispute between it's a big machlokes and shon. The Torah thinks, hey, b'di'evad, you make it, you can make it b'yichidus. No, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you need a minion that's inherent to the bracha. If you don't have a minion, you can't make the bracha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch himself, that's the Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch, he quotes two different opinions about this. So, okay, again, a little bit unclear whether you need, is there a bracha of atala if you don't have a minion? But, so clearly once you said it, even privately, right, it's not going to be a problem. Question is now, should he repeat it again without Shema Malchus with 10 people hearing?
Does that do anything?
Yeah, so does this do anything? So what...
Does, in general, the saying
of brachot
without
Shema Malchus
do anything?
Okay, that's a whole separate discussion. Yeah, we could discuss that too.
Then
you
would say,
for any separate brachos. Yeah, so a lot of posts can seem like that.
If the point of this is publicizing the nace, then it probably has some...
Yeah, good. Yeah, exactly, good. Yeah, exactly. No, so there's a whole discussion in posts can have a brachot. No, so I'm saying the our posts can the Rishonim. So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. When it comes to the brachos of Shaykh Vahadaya, do you make the Shema Malchus to the Ravid? In the Miri, in the beginning of Perek Aro, and Daphne and Dalet and Brachos, so when it comes to all the Berachos of Shaykh Lodaya, it's B'li Shem Machos. Mm. And every Shem attacked him for it. Like, no, like, you obviously have to make the Berachos of Shem Machos, because otherwise it's not Bracha. So, unclear. That's a good question, though. It's a big Machos, you're showing him.
Like, if I don't remember if I said Machos, I can kind of say it without Shem Machos.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you should say Baruch Atta. Yeah, the question is, let's say you subsequently remember you didn't say it. Right, so now can you make the bracha? Yeah, so that's all. But Pashas and the Pashas, we say, any bracha, B'li Shem Machos, it's not a bracha, you could say the bracha afterwards. Cause, like, it doesn't. What? No, because, like, according to the Shita, it's like, yeah. Some of those Sefer Brachos, there's a lot of different itzes and post-conflict Sefer Brachos.
Say it in English.
Say it in English. You can do all sorts of Baruch Atah. Can you get someone, can you do like Shemek Ona from someone else? Like half the Baruch Atah Hashem part? Like, right, let's say you're not sure.
Just I mean, obviously you can do it if someone else makes it.
No. Let's say, no, but let's say someone's, like, making the Zonos, so,
you,
like...
If someone else is making Ashigatsura, you can do it.
No, if someone else is making Ashigatsura, so you should just have them be Motsuya.
Yes. Can you take his Ruchat Hashem from his
That's a major deal in the post-game over. That's definitely because that's not an ideal mahalach.
The halacha about... I thought the halacha was that if you're saying Abdullah,
yeah,
and you have in mind to make... Like, when you say Hashem's name, you're thinking you're going to make Ha'esh,
yeah,
or Pesamim, then you should finish the bracha.
Yeah.
Based on what you thought when you said Hashem.
Yeah, good.
So, is that Le'ikuva?
Yeah, okay, that's a whole separate discussion. If you thought one thing, yeah, made the wrong bracha.
That might determine if you can use someone else's bracha.
Yeah, good. That's a big machlokes in Shemini. Good. Yeah, there's a lot of different machlokes. I mean, Pashto's not a good idea. It's better.
Not a good idea to
do
what?
No, to have Shemini going to half the bracha.
Yeah.
Not the best stuff in brachos either. Okay, but anyway, back on. Okay, so now what happens if the case? So all the posts from Shtermach, the Kafakan, Ben Ishai, Vital Shtern, they'll bring down the case, right? They'll say you should make the bracha bechasagomel, the kol ram, right? You should make it with a loud voice, in order that everyone can hear the bracha. So the Ben Ishai actually paskins. Let's say you make the bracha in like quiet voice, do you have to repeat the bracha? So Ben Ishai says that you should repeat the bracha again, blishin and mafus. So you got a guy who doesn't say the bracha so loudly, and the gab is like louder, and like the guy just doesn't do it. So Ben Ishai says that you have to make him now say the bracha a second time in blishin and mafus. Okay, a guy gets the aliyah, he makes the bracha, and like barely anyone hears him.
Okay.
Does he have to say the bracha again?
Okay.
So Ben Ishai says, yeah, you should say it a second time in blishin and mafus.
Oh, blishin and mafus.
Blishin and mafus the second time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the my sentence itself.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, so it seems, yeah, so according to that, then it makes sense. And in our case, where no one heard Benjamin say the bracha, you'd have to say it again, Blishim Machos.
Does he have to say it right there? Can he say it at a later time?
Right there, probably. Right there in front of the minions, probably best.
But I'm saying if absent, like, he didn't know what to do, let's just say.
Yeah, I guess he said later, yeah. Yeah, in front of a minion, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, that was Monday, say it on Thursday.
Yeah, I have some mostly on probably best at that point. Yeah. Now, what happens with the posting different case, Shaver Kalasi, you know, let's say you don't want to publicize the fact, right? So let's say, like, a guy has a, let's say you travel somewhere, and, like, by making your birchas a goma, everyone's going to find out that you traveled. Like, you don't want to know, you don't want people to, like, know you traveled. Or let's say a person that recovered from, like, a very serious accident operation, they don't want people to know that they're just in such a serious situation. So do they have to make the Birchas HaGomel publicly that everyone can hear them or not? So that's a whole discussion in Poskim. So Shaver Kalasi says, Shaver HaKalasi is the Belzerdain.
Shaver
HaKalasi, the Belzerdain. So he paskins that, he says that best to make the bracha in front of one person at least, since he doesn't think you're mechayev.
In front of the surgeon.
What?
In front of the surgeon.
Yeah. He says you don't have to publicize it, and yeah, nothing gestatten in the horse. Nothing else discusses this. He thinks that, like, if someone else is making the bracha, it's like better be yotze of him. But he thinks that if you don't want to do that, and you really don't want to publicize what you're doing, you can make the bracha b'chias b'lishim nachos. So that's what he says. If you're really, really uncomfortable with sharing what happened for whatever reason, so he says that's what you can do.
Is this option only because, like you said, there are Rishonim who say that general Birchas HaShem Asher without Shiva Rachos?
Yeah.
Or is it that?
No. Yeah. No, because, yeah, and also it could be by this bracha, there's some sort
this
of.
This bracha? Is it this bracha? Is there more room because it's this bracha?
Good. Yeah,
or
good.
More room
good.
It's
good. That's good. It could be both. Good.
I had three.
Yeah, I think it could be all three. It could be all three. Not so clear. Yeah. No, so but the question is, there's a Menashe Klein's discussion. What about a guy who just can't raise his voice? What do you do?
What?
No, I'm saying there's some people just, they can't, they're
old,
yeah, they're barely audible.
Just have everyone be quiet.
So Ravnasha Klein.
If you guys mute,
like, you
do.
Yeah, Ravnasha Klein, like, no, let's say he could speak, but, like, he can't speak that 10 people won't be able to hear him. Yeah, no, that was the case. He had a mic, so sorry. I don't exactly know the case. Whatever, the 10 people weren't going. I don't know, whatever. For whatever reason, 10 people weren't able to hear the guy. So I'm actually kind of left. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know. He didn't pass him to Shiloh because unclear. Unclear what to do. And then lastly, the final question here that Benjamin asked was, what no one responding warrant a repetition of my bracha? So yeah, well, the response is, so afterwards, right, the minog, the Rishonim quote the minog to say, mi sheik mulcha kotov yig mulcha kotov salah. Again, that's definitely minog. There's no chiyuv for anyone else to say that. That definitely wouldn't matter. But no, the problem is that he didn't have a minion of people hearing the bracha. So the question whether that matters or not. So obviously, the fact that you're supposed to have a minion hearing the bracha. So Pashas, he should repeat the bracha again, Blishem Malchus. Now, considering the fact that this is right after Pesach, and a lot of the guys from our Kotor are coming back, it's probably the best thing that they should have done is have someone else now say the bracha. I mean, it's a separate deal in post game. Is it l'chachil for every single, right? So let's say like in the Mir Yeshiva, or let's say in the Mir, where they're a little more, I think in the Mir they hold that you should make the bracha. When you get back, right, so should you have every single bachur line up after right, the start of Zman to make the bracha of Hagoma, or should you just have one person make it for everyone? Right. So what do you do? So it's a big discussion post game. I think Rishon Zalman Avraham said in Kol Torah that the minhag became to have one person make the bracha for everyone because of Rovam.
Everyone did it.
Yeah. No, but he said it's Ravam, so therefore you can,
they're both just as Ravam.
No, but should everyone make the bracha? Oh, no, so why should everyone make the bracha? Because everyone themselves had, like, their own personal hatzalah, right? They each had their own personal...
No, I'm saying, even if everyone lines up and does it, at the point when every individual is doing it, the whole group of people is hearing it.
Yeah.
Still grew up. It's not like
I know. But I'm saying, yeah, correct. Oh, good. Yeah, good. No, so that's the question. But just from a practicality standpoint, you know, so the Shader Kossi says, who should get? So the question is, okay, but who gets to make the bracha now? Right? Who gets to make the bracha? So there's a whole discussion of posting. Should the guy who like went through the most dangerous situation be the one to make the bracha?
The guy who was in the first class seat.
Does he get to make the bracha or not? So no. So there's the Shira Kasi says more practically, you should have the guy who could say it loudest, or like the guy who could say it loudly that everyone can hear. He's the one that should make the bracha. No. If the video safe disagrees, if the video safe thinks that everyone should make the bracha, and I assume in his yeshiva, yeshivas chavadas, I guess it's probably most Israelis, but everyone lines up the first day after Ben Azmanim. Every single person lines up, and they.
Honestly, I'll say it in the yeshiva Ben Zman.
That's also true. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the Matthias there, but everyone would make their own Bechas Hagomo. Okay, so that's it in terms of the questions I received from Benjamin. Any other questions of Bechas Hagomo?
If you hold that flying more as a
Gomo, yeah.
So I heard that there's no, like, quote-unquote expiration. Meaning,
how long, how many years do you have to make the bracha?
That's my first question. What's the time
limit? Yeah, what's the time limit? So this is a big more focus in post-game, whether you have forever.
What about Korban Todah? Is it the same thing?
What?
Same thing for Korban
Todah? Yeah, well, Korban Todah you can bring whenever.
Really?
The question is whether there's a chiv to bring after these, No, that's a good question. The Ritva and all held you only have a month. There's a machlokes in Yeshomer. You got 3 days, 5 days, 30 days, and I believe someone holds
the Kibbushan.
What? Kibbushan. No, I think there's an opinion that says forever. Like there's no end limit. What? And I don't recall that. No, but my son is a big machlokes in Shana, whether you got 3 days, 5 days. But I think a lot of poskim similar to Ra'ah, which says that 30 days. Now, the Knesset HaGadol deals with a question. Let's say you get back on your trip Monday afternoon. Right, so 3 days later, it's going to be Thursday morning. Is it better to make the bracha not Kriyas HaTorah Monday or Tuesday morning, or 3 days later with Kriyas HaTorah Thursday? So it says it's better to make the bracha if Ne'asara is earlier than later. And then he quotes all the list of posts from the Magen Avraham. Sorry, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, Kafka, Mil, Paskas, Halacha. The question really comes up is in terms of a woman, like a woman who gives birth. So the Ashkenazi post can assume that she should make the bracha. It gets much more complicated because, like, there's a minion, like, so when she make the bracha? So, like, if they're doing, like, if there's a minion in her house, she can make the bracha, so it's usually not necessarily going to be so soon after she gave birth. But, yeah, I think 30 days is what most of the post can assume. Yeah, no, if it's all one journey, you'd make the bracha once, yeah, at the end of your journey. No, you make the bracha at the end. That's, again, it's a whole separate discussion posting. You have, like, a 20-part journey. Like, how many brachas do you make? That's a whole discussion. But yeah, pashas make one, yeah. Okay, any other questions?
With the Korban Toda, you have a very small amount of time.
Yeah, one day.
Is there any expression of that?
Yeah, I mean, the whole reason that you only had one day, that Barbanel in the city. Yeah, Pearson.
Yeah.
That's the same shot. That's why you're lechachili supposed to make the bracha of Agoma in front of 10 people. And that's how some of the Rishon, a lot of the Rishon explained that. Unlike when it comes to like Kaddish and Kedusha, when you need 10 people and intrinsic to the minion, right? So you need a minion's intrinsic to be able to say Kaddish and Kedusha. When it comes to Agoma, the entire reason why you need 10 people is just to be Mepharsim.
Can you do
it over Zoom? That was a great question that came out of Corona, which most poskim were. I think Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about Zoom. Zoom for Birchas Agoma, so it says, since technically it's just about being Mepharsim, so he felt that over Zoom, Rav Shachter also held that over Zoom would work. Because it's not. What? Yeah, no, definitely not. A Zoom minion won't work because you need 10 people. It's Dharm Shuk Dush, you need 10 people in one person. But during COVID, which unfortunately also a lot of people have to make the bracha because they're recovered from COVID.
Yeah. So you can say with Shem Malchus over Zoom?
If there's a minion of people listening.
You can be able to say
without anyone there? Yeah, it's definitely not. Everyone agrees that L'chachay should make a ton of 10 people, but they felt that since when the requirement of 10 people here is not the same requirement of 10 people when it comes to davening or whatever, this is just a separate requirement of publicizing something in front of 10 people, a Zoom publication also would technically work.
A question. In a couple weeks, I'm flying to Houston. Do you think that's within the U.S., probably not over a desert, is my guess?
Houston?
I guess. I don't know. What constitutes a desert?
What?
What constitutes a desert?
No, so, oh, good. So that's also the whole discussion. It could be it doesn't need to be, like, the Sahara Desert. It could just be, like, it could just be any place that's, like, uninhabitable. No one's there. Which. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not going to tell you what to do. I don't know. Do you make the bracha when you fly back from Eretz Yisrael?
I don't think I ever did.
So this is not going to be any different.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? Why would that happen?
No, I'm saying if you never make the bracha when you went to Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, no. I think I'm saying the last time I flew, which was like coming back from COVID.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
When you flew?
For like a few months either.
Uh-huh. No, personally, I don't make the bracha. I've never made the bracha in my life because I don't make the bracha after. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but there's definitely plenty of. There's plenty of places where you could say it, plenty of places where you don't have to say it. Okay, any other Hagomo questions? Okay, so I guess those were the, obviously there's much more to discuss, but those are the questions I received from